Rockford, Illinois. Hoisting the Calder Cup wasn't in the cards for Luke Philp this year, but the Canmorite can look back on his most impressive season in the American Hockey League, all, with pride. Philp and the Rockford IceHogs were swept out of the second round by the Texas Stars, who minimized the Canmore forwards' offensive game, holding the 29-goal scorer to just 1 point in the series. The personal stat sheet was disappointing for Philp, who said it sucked to be eliminated from the playoffs. Credit to the Stars. They played well and they deserved to win the series, said Philp. I think our team kind of missed those big moments in the series where someone delivers a big goal or a big hit or something like that. They can change the momentum of the series and we kind of needed that. I think I was a guy that our team kind of relied on for that. It was the first season the 27-year-old forward played for the IceHogs, the all-affiliate of the Chicago Blackhawks, after spending 3 years in the Calgary Flames organization. In his very first game with the IceHogs, Philp's stock rose with the club when he sparked a comeback victory on the strength of a Gordie Howe hat trick, one goal, one assist, one fight, against the Manitoba Moose. When he made the jump to Chicago, Philp sought greater opportunities, and he certainly found them in his most memorable pro season, highlighted by his NHL debut in Vancouver. IceHogs head coach Anders Sorensen pointed out Philp being one of the players who made a significant jump during the season and played some of his best hockey. I thought it was neat, but just foremost happy for them, and our role here is to put them in situations where they can succeed, and they did that, and all the credit goes to them, Sorensen said to reporters on May 5. Although, Sorensen did also refer to the 27-year-old Canmorite as one of the older guys as well. Philp, a 4-year all vet, laughed off the old-timer claim and said he felt like he was playing in his rookie season again in Rockford. I don't think age really affects me at all with my goals and where I think I should and can be as a player, said Philp. I think playing my first NHL games at a later age, like I did this year, is kind of a testament to that, that I can still make it to the NHL and become a full-time player there. The former Canmore Eagle eclipsed 100 points in his all-career, now with 145 points overall, in what was his best offensive year with 29 goals and 53 points, was named assistant captain, and made his long-awaited NHL debut with the Blackhawks on Canadian soil. I think it paid off, said Philp. I got my first, 3, NHL games in and it was kind of a quick taste of being in the NHL and I believe in myself that I can be there full-time or for more games next year. During the season, Philp re-signed on a 1-year, 2-way contract for 2023-24 with the original 6 team, which has had a lot of buzz surrounding them. Chicago won the draft lottery and will pick first overall in the 2023 NHL draft in June, on the heels of trading Patrick Kane at the deadline and then announcing captain Jonathan Toews won't be re-signed. The most sought-after athlete this year is Regina Pats center Connor Bedard, who will almost certainly be selected first overall. Philp said the IceHogs group chat lit up when it was announced, and the potential of playing with the 17-year-old from North Vancouver, who has drawn comparisons to Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid. There's obviously a lot of attention around him and to see, you know, what he can do at the NHL level and it's exciting for us to see if the player of that caliber is potentially becoming to the organization, said Philp. That's a good thing for us, too, with more eyes on the organization.